Blog Talk Radio.
You people can watch while I'm scrubbing these floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. Maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell in this crummy southern town and this crummy old hotel, but you'll never guess to who you're talking. No, you could never guess to who you're talking. Then one night there's a scream in the night and you wonder who could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing. And you say, what she got to grin? I'll tell you. There's a ship, the Black Freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. You gentlemen can say, hey gal, finish them floors, get upstairs, what's wrong with you, earn your keep here. You toss me your tips and look out to the ships, but I'm counting your heads as I'm making the beds, cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. Nobody's gonna sleep here, honey. Nobody. Nobody. Then one night, there's a scream in the night, and you say, who's that kicking up a row? And you see me kinda staring out the window, and you say, what's she got to stare at now? I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freighter, turns around in the harbor, shooting guns from her bow. Now, you gentlemen can wipe off that smile off your face, cause every building in town is a flat one. This whole frickin' place will be down to the ground, only this cheap hotel standing up safe and sound. And you yell, why do they spare that one? Yes, that's what you say. Why do they spare that one? All the night through, through the noise and to-do, you wonder who is that person that lives up there. And you see me stepping out in the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the Black Freighter, runs a flag up its masthead and a cheer rings the air. And in that quiet of death,
me pile up the bodies. And I say, that'll learn ya.
And the she.
a big stew. Nothing worse than an educated fool. Talking sex is your favorite conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation's getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's leader. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game, same old thing, you never change. Same old game, same old thing, always rapping about the same old thing.
Grand Rising and Better Love, you are listening to the Truth to Power Show. I'm Beverly, and we have Elder Tariq Ricard L. with us and Elder Ray. Elder Tariq, how are
greetings.
You doing this evening?
Greetings to all out there listening, and welcome to the Truth to Power Friday Night Elders Session, where some of we elders can drop some hints and things on the world out there. We are here to assist you in waking up and doing what you're supposed to do for you, as we were not so good at doing before. Obviously, we who were war babies got tricked into the comfort zone and gave up on the deal. But our ancestors have never given up on us, and our ancestors are all here, right all around us. Evidence of this is all across the land. There are mounds. There are pyramids. They call them mounds, but they're pyramids. They were built to distribute electricity throughout the land. I mean, this is, you know, we have some incredible research that we have done over the years and have found out the truth about who we are as a people, as a nation, what nationality we are, not no so-called color, not no bleached out and pale, the etymology of the word black or belak, yeah, and that it's turned into a so-called color when in science, if we claim to be scientific, the color, so-called black, is the absorption of the color spectrum in light, not some particular, this is what your eyes see, but that's, you know, that's what it is. You're just seeing it. You're not, because what it really is bleached out and pale, if they use the word from its etymology, from its origin. So I promote that we stop using this ominous term and brand that has been put on us, as well as the other so-called brands that are upon us, African-American. How are you going to be named after two continents? That's totally ridiculous. And then black and everything black. I mean, it is so ludicrous once you figure out the words and what they mean and learn the language that we supposedly speak. And this is something that I had to go through 40-some years ago when I left this country and went abroad and found out that what I had been taught was mostly a bunch of lies and BS. And wake up to that every day in a foreign country where you don't know the language or nothing. You're just there. Yeah. And so what happened was that you are forced to go back to school. In fact, your every day is school for you because you're now learning about another climate, another people, another language, another culture, multiple cultures, because where I went was a land that was one time run by Moors, by the way. And most people think it's a white country, so-called, the country of Sweden. And, you know, mostly the people don't know, even the Swedes don't know, that during the 1800s, the first, the beginning of the 1800s, Sweden had a king who was a Moor, and he was not a light-complected Moor either. He was Napoleon's foremost rival for the crown, and he was a general in Napoleon's army, the top general in Napoleon's army, by the way. So Napoleon chose to send him to Sweden, John the Baptist Bernadotte. He was sent to Sweden to become king, and along with him, he was traveling with Desiree from Louisiana, who was Napoleon's mistress. And his wife made him get rid of her And so they were sent to replace the ignorant, dumb Swedish king and sweet and king and queen because of incest. They were not able to rule. So, I mean, this is something that we all should have some knowledge of because, I mean, this is incredibly important to know that in a foreign country, we have people running the show that look like us. But they don't tell you that. So I will, you know, I just keep, you know, being reminded every day of the fact that, you know, 40-some years ago, I put myself somewhere without any way to return and from there found my way and figured out that I had to go back to school and really learn from the real truth and from studying at night and reading and learning and all that kind of stuff, because otherwise I'd have been up a creek without a paddle. So, you know, I do not take lightly what I speak on. I have done the research. I've had the experiences, which is far more than this nonsensical way of being taught in these public pools systems they have here, both on the lower level and the collegiate level. They're training people to be dummies. That's basically what Charlotte Eisenbeit, the former Secretary of Education for the Reagan administration, she's written a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, highly recommended. She confessed on them. She told on them. And once you see what she wrote, you will understand why people are the way they are today and how they don't want to think and they can't think because they're not taught to think. They're only taught to stink. Pardon my French. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yep. The bell rang. So any comments?
No, I mean,
save your voice, dear. Save your voice. Anybody else? Is that Brother Ray there?
No, he's not here yet.
Not yet? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
So do you know anything that's going on with the banking system or anything that we need to be aware of or understand
mm-hmm.
what's going on now?
Yeah, I have a little insight to that.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the banks that have crashed here recently, especially the so-called shadow banks, the unregulated, you might want to even call them skanks, because they're just over there just wheeling and dealing with no regulations, with, you know, people, there's no real accounting, proper accounting and all kind of stuff. And so the FDIC had to come in and literally put the people out of the bank and shut the doors. So now that means, and that's an indicator that there's a trouble afloat. And I mean big trouble afloat. That means that we're in the throes of a banking change and a monetary change and a number of things that are happening in the world. And a lot of it is not going to be good for us because we're not prepared for this. You see, we're still holding on to belief systems, and we're still holding on to what we thought we knew and what we heard and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, people have been told, get your monies out of the bank. I mean, you know, they did it in Cyprus across in the Mediterranean. The banks did what they call a bail-in, and they took the people's money. And what you going to do about it? You going to sue them? If you had more than $150,000 or whatever, $250,000, whatever the FDIC insurance thing is supposed to cover, if you got anything over that, you got nothing. It's gone. So I would, you know, I would suggest to people to look very carefully at if they're in any kind of banking situation, they better get their money into their funds, excuse me, into assets that are live and well. Otherwise, they're going to lose their arrears. Just like before, 2008, you know, we're on the verge of the same thing again. And then you got this Sloppy Joe accident, I mean, president supposedly, which he's not, but he's over there giving away hundreds of billions of dollars to a president over there in so-called Ukraine who has, let me pull up the list for you. let me share with you what this crown has here. Wait a minute here. Let me see. Oh, my goodness. President Zelensky. Yeah, just like the lady in charge of the CDC, Ms. Zelensky, she's a Zelensky, too. And so the last time I saw her on television, she was fussing and cussing and saying that, oh, they got a whole lot of things wrong, and they're revamping, and they're going to fix it, and they're going to change their ways so there's better outcomes next time, and all that BS after they shut down the country, called the elders, and that is to say, had millions of elders killed, basically, by the system, forcing them into hospitals, putting them on ventilators, crushing their windpipe and lungs with the pressure, and calling it this and calling it that and claiming it's a virus. And the only virus that's out there, and the word virus, by the way, means poison in Latin, the language that the doctors are supposed to know and are supposed to be well-versed in. How, if and ever, they don't seem to know what the word virus means. And so they have concocted this incredible story of a virus that supposedly has killed off millions of people around the world when the facts speak for themselves. And we speak nothing but facts. And most people have died from ingestion of poisons, toxins, and so-called food with pesticides and herbicides and poisons from that company, that corporation called, what was it called now? Monsatan, something like that. Yeah. So, you know, we have gone through the past 3 years of this full-on attack on the population of this land by the elites, by the corporatist elites and the major corporations to bail in their atrocities and their messing around with the funds and how they've stacked them up wherever else they live and wherever else they bank and so forth. Margaret Heckler back in the 1980s, she was the Health and Human Services lady that introduced Robert Gallo as the scientist that supposedly discovered HIV, and that was the start of the fact that they claim the claims were made, and from there on it was billions and billions of dollars that were handed out to all of these fraudulent, fake researchers, so-called, quote-unquote, out here claiming this, claiming that, buying big homes and cars and summer homes and trips abroad and all the stuff that goes with it. Billions now, folks, were handed out by that lady at the time. And make sure that you knew that if you don't be careful, and if you don't do this, and if you don't have safe sex, and if you don't do this, if you don't comply with what we recommend, then you are the problem, and then you are gonna, they got something for you, because eventually the mind is what creates all the actual problems that they are portraying for us to believe in. And we do that. We buy that. It's hard not to. That's basically mostly what people see and get their information from. So it's a mesmerization. It's a hypnotic state of mind that most people are in. And this is what we found over and over and over again in the past 20 years of trying to teach people how to defend themselves in the face of these criminal police people, these gunmen, these hired gunmen that are running around in our neighborhoods, taking our stuff, shooting our young people. The examples are so many. I don't even want to start because it irritates me so much when I think about, especially that one brother with the four children in the car, and the cop just came and he's outside the car and just shot him 8 or 9 times, however many times he was, shot him and didn't kill him, but made sure he was forever thereafter, he was a patient, you know, not able to do nothing, hardly, you know. And so my way of dealing with such thing is to make sure that you put the paperwork into the notary's hand and have he or she send the paperwork to these criminals and demand that they prove up that they have their papers in order, that they have their oath, their bond, their registration as foreign agents, because if you take an oath to get a job in governance, then you work for the people. People don't work for you. And that's what we've established here now over 25 years, is these creatures work for us. We do not work for them. They have no authority to do what they're doing. In many instances, they're profiling people. They're racketeering. They are issuing counterfeit securities in violation of federal law, yet they're supposed to be law enforcement. A citation is not a citation, it's a bond on you. A bond is enslavement. That's basically what it is. They put a bond on you and you don't even know it. And by the time you get to the court, that bond has been established and has risen up to $60,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, because it has to pass through several hands of people who are getting paid monthly to do that in the court system. And so what you learn is how this process works, and you learn how to combat it. See, because if there's a problem, there must be a solution. So here's a quick example of a solution to traffic tickets. All right. First of all, the one who pulled you over committed a crime by using the emergency lights to get you to pull over to the side of the road where they could pull up behind you, come up to you, and demand that they see your license to drive and your insurance and whatever else they want to require from you, so that they can issue you a citation or a bond. And then you then go, either you choose to go pay it or you're going to go to the court and get whatever, you got to go through that whole process, because that's how the bond matures and they're able to use these bonds. And why am I talking about bonds? Because bonds are the only money there is in this land. And those bonds come off of your back, my back, and the people's backs, and the accounts that are in the Federal Reserve banks, the 12 Federal Reserve banks throughout the country. And those banks have every birth certificate and and Social Security number, especially the backs of your Social Security number, there's a number and a letter, and that letter designates where your account is in what bank in the Federal Reserve Bank. And you can find this out just as I've done. You just have to ask Siri or what's her face, the other one, you know, because at least we have AI we can make use of. But once AI makes use of you, now it's a whole different story. And that's what's happening to people right now. Our children are getting completely controlled by AI. But anyway, back to the ticket thing. You find out who that, well, you have that, the copy of that ticket, and you put on it, counterfeit security, Title 18, Section 513A, and then you put at the bottom where your signature was. See, and this is another thing we have to learn, how to protect your signature, which is the money. See, that's the money. That's where the bonds come. That's where all the money, if there's any money, that's where it comes from, your signature. Signature, that's what it says. So, you know, we have to learn this stuff. We have to learn how to handle these tickets and this interference with our rights to travel, our rights to do a lot of things. We have to learn what rights we have, or we have no rights at all. And that's what I find more than anything. Most people are not even who give a hoot until something happens to them. Then it's oh my, you know. So no wonder they're able to just, you know, pull you over, issue you a bond, and you don't even know what it is. And then you go through that whole process and with points off of your thing at the DMV and all that stuff. All of that because you agreed to the terms and conditions. You agreed that you're a driver. When you get in your personal household goods, that's what an automobile is, your personal household goods, just like your camera, your phone, or your stereo, or your microwave, all that, that's the same thing. And so you have the right to protect that. That's in the Constitution. What do you want to call it? Part of the Constitution, which in the Bill of Rights, what is it called? You know, that you have the right to protect all of your possessions and papers and so forth and so on. It's in the Constitution. You know, one of the things we must do is learn and read the Constitution, the preamble. These things are so very important. If you don't know this stuff, then you have nothing to stand on. You're just out here waiting to be a victim of some, you know, clown, some kind of idiot out here who doesn't want to do anything right and just comes along and holds you or mugs you, whatever. I mean, people are literally setting themselves up and telling other people that, hey, I'm nothing. I don't have any nationality. I don't have any. I'm really just an adjective. I'm really just a description. I'm describing my ethnicity. That's what I was told the other day. Black describes your ethnicity. Well, I didn't know there was a country called black, and I didn't know that was an ethnicity called that either. But yet this is what now, this is what we got going. See. So
now you said yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what. What did say that title again? And what do that title say? I mean, what does it mean?
Which title?
You said Title 13, the one you just told us about.
About the Bill of Rights?
No, about driving.
Oh, that's see that is on the website of the DMV. Most DMVs have this because they're all the same. Yeah, it says you have a right to travel. That's the Supreme Court case has had multiple times they've declared that your right to travel should not be interfered with on the highways and so forth, the streets. And so, and what I was talking about was part of the Constitution, it's called it's in the Bill of Rights. It has to do with your right to protect your possessions and papers, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's right. Don't worry about it.
The Bill of Rights. That all, and also we should all know and have with us a book called The Common Law. It's a common law handbook. It's out there. It's very small. It's, you know, I don't think it costs a couple of bucks, but it is so important to have in your possession and to know what's in it, because the land, the law of this land today is common law. And anybody can find that out. It's declared by the Congress. And all you have to do is ask the library in your hand, and they'll give you a start, and you can find it all out. I've done it. I do it all the time. I choose DuckDuckGo over Google. I attempt to stay away from the super big tech guys because they play game, you know. But constitutional law, Bill of Rights, and the common law handbook, very, very important to have and know. You know, I mean, as a family, we should all gather together, as many of us who have families, you know, on a regular basis, sit down and go over and read together the Constitution and the preamble. I mean, the preamble is just so very important. And our ancestors wrote it. Not those ones who came here, they didn't write it. We wrote it. See? We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, and promote the general welfare, and ensure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. That's us, by the way. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, those who came here could not have written that and could not have put that together because they weren't even here long enough to be so. Right? And we were here already from coast to coast. And don't believe me, just go look at Kevin Costner did a beautiful 9-part series on PBS called 500 Nations, wherein he disclosed who and whose we are. Even though a lot of it's about so-called Indians, but he showed who we are here on the West Coast, the Chumash people. The Chumash people were the people of Santa Barbara area, along the coast, about 90 minutes from Los Angeles. They produced the white seashells that were the currency of the time, and they controlled the economy all the way from Southern California all the way down to Baja California, with the trade, using the white seashells to trade with. And they were melanated, spiral-haired people. Yeah. Not the ones who today they are there and who finally kicked out the last melanated chief back in the 70s. In the 80s, excuse me. They got rid of him in the 80s when they set up the mafia came in, the gambling mafia came in and set it up for the ones they called Indians. Yeah, that's how that went down. And so that's a major casino along the coast here in California, the Chumash Casino. And so now they are all paid so much a month, and they're kicking back and everything's cool. But our people have been decimated out of that nation. But we are the ones who were in charge of that nation. And all the way until the 80s of the last century. So, you know, just some more documentation that I have come across and have experienced. I went door to door up in Santa Barbara, Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo, for the gas company's insulation program, and met all kinds of folks. I mean, people that you would never, ever think you would be able to even talk to I've been in their kitchens and been in their living rooms and talked to them and shared lots of things with them, and even got some of them to go along and get the an insulation and save money in their on their gas bill and their heating bill, because now the heat isn't flying out of the building. The faster you put it in, the quicker it goes out through the windows and through the roof. And we had a camera, an infrared camera that we used to share with people what was happening to them. And that's how we were able to get quite a few situations going with them, to get people to go ahead and insulate their home, save money, and save energy. Because now gas prices are so high. Out here, it's $5 a gallon it's almost $5 a gallon for regular. How much is it back there in Michigan?
Almost $4.
Yep. Yeah, they really stick it to us out here because we're car dependent, most people. And, it's really, I just cringe when I go to the gas station because I know the gas only costs them 20 cents to make, a gallon, maybe 30. But what's the profit there? You know what I mean?
Right.
It is just so out of the ordinary. It's not. You can't. What are you gonna say? Yeah.
Now, getting back to the driving. Can people use?
Oh, absolutely. You can use your passport, and you can have a notice that you can hand to the officer. I have a copy of that. Anybody want it? They can call me up or get with me, and I'll
get
through
the note. Kind of give us what the notice says.
I'm going to do just that right now.
Just give us an overview. You don't have to, you know.
No, it's a quick. It tells the officer that what you just did is a crime, and you better think twice because you're supposed to be law enforcement, and. It says, all right, it says, notice to all peace officers and municipal employees or managers, I am not driving this vehicle. I am traveling in my personal, non-commercial, private vehicle, which should be changed, but that's okay. I'll fix that later. The Constitution of the California Republic guarantees that I have a right to travel from point A to point B without fee or restriction, quote unquote. So, and it goes on down and says, and now that you have been advised of that fact, this notice, you are trespassing on my right to travel freely and without restriction. If you elect to proceed without cause, I can sue you personally, not the department, but you, under Civil Code Section 1708, abstinence from injury, which states, even in the performance of a lawful act, if you are causing injury, you must abstain. The injury you are causing by proceeding is a trespass on my right to travel, so you must abstain. And that's the essence of it. Then it has California codes below, civil code, different codes, and then Title 18, Section Code U.S., Section 241, which means that they're messing with you under color of law, and they have no authority to do that.
And
so
and I know that when I gave my passport, when the police pulled me over, and I gave my passport to the police,
what do you say?
He was like, this is for, when you leave in the country. So I had to read it to him. and so I read it to him, and it said the Secretary of State of the United States of America hereby requests all who it may concern to permit the citizen the slash, that means and, or you could be a citizen of the United States, or you could be a national
yep.
of the United States.
Get it.
Name here unto to pass without delay or hindrance
yep.
and in any case of need to give all lawful and to give all lawful aid and protection. So if I need some aid and protection, that's his job to give
that's
to
his
me.
Job.
So I had to read that to him, and then he go say, now, well, that's for when you're going out of the country. I say, okay, well, you read it then and tell me where do it say when I'm going to Mexico
where?
Or Paris or out of the country. That says when I'm traveling, and that's what I'm doing. And
you
you're supposed to give me some protection and some aid if I need it.
If I need it, that's right.
Yes.
Hey.
So, you know, he gave me a ticket. And so, he gave me a ticket.
Okay.
I wrote the judge, and I put the law. I don't have a law in front of me, and the judge wrote me back. I did not have to pay the ticket.
Right. Okay. That's the way.
So I'm just letting the people know you're not committing a crime by not having your driver's license.
In fact, you're not a driver because
exactly.
a driver is clear in law that a driver is one who gets paid from point A
yeah.
to point B and there beyond. That's a driver.
If you drive in an 18-wheeler or if you're an Uber driver
right.
or if you, you know.
Bus driver, truck
yeah.
driver.
Yeah.
It all has to do with driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to have a license to have that and do that,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You have to have insurance and all that. And,
yes.
and so, and see, this is the racketeering that's ongoing by the so-called law enforcement here
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're racketeering, folks. That's what they're doing.
Yes,
and they're impounding cars
mm-hmm.
and they're forcing people to pay fees. And
all
it's all
unlawful.
It's all unlawful.
They
commit
crimes. They commit crimes.
They are committing crimes, exactly. And that's what. And they're called misprision of felony. That's what it's called in law, misprision of felony. And that means they're in violation of their oath, first and foremost. And if you violate your oath, that's treason, folks. You can be hung for that or shot. You know, I mean, literally. And that's the rules. Go look it up.
What's
yeah.
the purpose of them taking oath, you know, if it didn't mean anything?
Exactly. See, and that's what there was a group of lawyers in New York who were very clear on this, and they put out a notice saying, notice all persons taking an oath to get a job, you know, basically get a job,
mm-hmm.
Must know that this is a solemn oath, and if you violate it, yeah, the consequences are not going to be fun. Yeah, so that's how basically what it said in the notice they put out, you know. And we have it. I have it in my files here somewhere. I can dig it up sometime. But, you know, these are things that we need to know. And, for example, back to what I was mentioning earlier about the ticket, once you find out the officer's name, the number, and main place from which he's operating, okay, then you submit it to the notary your signed notice and demand for credentials and identification quo warranto, means by what authority are you acting. It has in there a nice one-page letter which says 10 things that they're supposed to have if they are officers. They have to have all that in place. And they have to send it to your notary, certified copies. Now, that's what it says. And if they don't want to do it or if they violate it, then it's a serious crime. Because we have the Supreme Court case called Gardner versus Broderick. That's Gardner versus Broderick, 1968, against the New York police, which the decision said, anytime you receive, quote, anytime you receive a presentment from the public, you have 72 hours within which to respond, unquote. Now, that was the decision from that case. Why? Because the New York police had thousands of complaints and hadn't bothered answering any of them. And so that was taken all the way to the Supreme Court, and they told them, hey, 72 hours without delay. You know, so that's in our favor. So anytime you get anything from them that you don't wish to have or you don't agree with, you simply put on the envelope, return to sender, return to sender, refuse for cause without dishonor. There you go. Return to sender, refused for cause without dishonor. And you do it on an angle, and you send it back, and you put it back in the mail, and they send it back to whoever you want to send it back to. See, this is how you protect yourself from bureaucratic or bureau erratic behavior, okay, because that's what it is. These are bureaucrats and bureau rats, a lot of them, and they're in there. That's what they call the deep state. That's why you got the term, you hear that out here, the deep state. Well, that's the bureau rats, the ones that are deeply ensconced in there and are, you know, everybody's doing for each other, and they're making this, and they got side hustles, and they got connections, and it's all this big, huge insider trading. All this stuff is ongoing, and yet you can't do any of it because you go to jail. And by the way, it's very ironic that there's a video out where the person asks the question, is this the NFL or the NBA? And it lists off this enormous list of crimes and all kinds of nonsense that's ongoing, right? And so, you know, he asked the question, is it the NBA or is it the NFL? And it turns out that it's the Congress. But yeah, the list is so incredible. I definitely wish I had it with me right now, because you know, but it's out there. It's on. I'm sure it's on TikTok. I'm sure you can hit it on Telegram or Signal. Probably has it out there. You know, and if not Twitter or the other ones, they got it out there. You know, and so this is what we should make use of. This is our stuff. Come on. Are we going to continue letting them just stomp us into the ground, take our money? I mean, we're the seventh largest economy in the world, people. You realize that? The seventh largest economy in the world. Yet, we're talking about we ain't got this and we ain't that and the other and all that old kind of stuff. No. If we were to just have 25% of that $1.67 trillion that we earn every year and kept that aside for the next 5 years, we wouldn't need to do anything anyplace. We wouldn't need to ask for nothing. I mean, it's just, you know what I mean? And it's all in gold and silver coins, by the way, folks, because that's the real money in the Constitution. That's why you don't have no money in this country. You have tokens and you have paper, right? You have $100 papers, bills. You have, and they're bills, right? If bill is not something you have, bill is something you owe. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is this? You know, I'm carrying around $300-$400 in you know, 20s and 50s and 100s. That's what we used to call a pimp roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You had the clip. And then you know, and the pimp would go, yeah, you know, I got bills, man. I got the hundreds, fifties, and man, and be broken, broken down. See, and that's the thing you discover, that this country. Now, explain this to me, folks. How can the Pentagon be $30 trillion in the red? In other words, the so-called budget has handed them $30 trillion, well, much more than $30 trillion, but they 30 trillion, and they have not approved one single penny. They've been in the red. They don't even report nothing. That's how deep it is. And so if that's the case, who runs this country? Because right now the people are getting, you know, steamrolled. I'd use another term, but I don't want to do that. They're pumping U.S. military machinery by the ton, ready to roll right now in the ports in Poland. Now, yeah, in Poland. What the hell is it? Excuse me? When you see the amount of military stuff that you can see that's in the port, I mean, you're talking gazillions. You're talking billions, like Sloppy Joe goes over there to Ukraine and gives them how many hundred billion or 40 billion? And, you know, I mean, where is this money? How is this being done? What's all this about? How does this work? Can anybody explain to me, if the country declared bankruptcy in 1933, March 9, 1933, go read it. It's in the congressional record. It's March 3rd, 1933. It's right there to go read. Just go to the congressional library and get it. Ask for it. They'll have it right there for you. Read it. You know, you'll see for yourself. I ain't even talking smack. You know, the country's been broke.
Especially Reed's pay 78
78 to 83. Yes, ma'am. Right there. Tells you everything right there. See? So,
and why they read, they also need to just go. You could go and on the computer and pull up 18 U.S. code, USC 8. 18 USC 8. And it tells you obligations or security of the United States is defined. It tells you
That's right. We
don't own anything.
Nothing. Everything
is the obligation of the United States is supposed to pay all our bills. Everything
is prepaid. That's correct.
It spells it out. These are laws. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. And these people is sitting in here just committing fraud. They just taking, just
yep.
doing all this stuff to us, and we just sitting there. What do they say? Ignorance of the law.
The law is no excuse for no one. Absolutely. Especially for those on the public dime. But we, you know, we have a responsibility and ability to respond to knowing who and whose we are, knowing the law, knowing the rules. I mean, come on, y'all. You can't just sit around and be comfortable and forget all that stuff, because then you become like they happen, like they did in Germany, and like they're preparing to do here, although people don't want to believe it. But in Germany, they prepared the people. They told them, you know, we're going to put all these youngsters here in the neighborhood, and they're going to keep an eye on everybody. And then you got the brown shirts, and then the next thing you know, they start rounding up people, putting them on trains and buses, and sending them, just like they did here in 1942, right?
Well,
I mean, ask the Japanese Americans. Don't believe me. Ask them what happened to them, the few of them that's left, you know. But the new ones, a lot of the newer ones, later ones, Nisei, they don't know this story, or they act like they don't know it or whatever. But anyway, yeah, they got all this stuff confiscated, never got returned nothing, except under Reagan, they gave them 20 grand for the survivors of it, you know, the elders or whatever, nothing.
You
know.
You got a bunch of gangsters, which they call banksters.
Banksters, there you go.
But they're gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these politicians and all, and they, and that's what they're doing. They just robbing us,
right? Because they can.
Yes, but we do have protection out there. We just don't know how to use it. We don't know that it's out there.
Right, and that's where this notice and demand for credentials and identification comes in,
yes.
And then we have the real thing, and that's the billing document. It's a one-pager, beautiful. It's called Notice of Waiver of Tort. Okay, Notice of Waiver of Tort says, you all are torturing me. That's where the word tort comes from.
Okay.
And so I'm billing you $15,000 a day until you do what I say. You work for me. I don't work for you. That's the essence of the waiver of tort. I'm not. We're waiving time and all that for you because you work for me. I don't work for you. And you got it flipped up the other way around. So here's this. Here's this bill. So after 30 days, you got $500,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then after 32 days, they owe you times four because that's basic damages on top of the bill because they didn't respond. Because they have an obligation to perform any time they receive a presentment from the public. They must respond within 72 hours. And that's what we hold them to. That's the Gardner versus Broderick case, Supreme Court case. And in case you have any criminal situation set up, then you put the case U.S. versus Throckmorton, T-H-R-O-C-K, Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N. This is a Supreme Court case from 1963, and it said fraud upon the court by the court and the prosecution. That's quote-unquote. That's the decision of the court. So that means that in order for them to proceed in a criminal situation, the judge or the magistrate, the magi or the commissioner or the pro tem, because there's no judges unless you're in an Article III court. That's another subject. But anyway, the judge is instructed to sign the name, or what they do is they put your name in all caps as if you signed it. So it's called a certificate of participation. When you ask for the COP, then you're going to find out somebody signed your name, or they put your name in there in all caps so that it seems as though you did it. See? And this is the fraud upon the court, by the court, and the prosecution. Because they're all involved. They're all in the club together. They're all pursuing funds. They're pursuing funding through the bonds. That's what they're doing. See? They have the opportunity and the ways to monetize and gain funds that they need to for their lifestyle. But you don't. See,
and take a look at all the bills that you get and anything like that. It always comes, look at your name. Your name is always capitalized.
All capitalized,
and
yes.
In your capitalized name is the business. They treat it. That's how I look at my, and then my mm-hmm. regular up and lower cap name is me.
Yeah,
but
that's you.
But everything is commercial. So
that's correct.
I look at my all cap name as a, you know, I treat it as commercial, as the business.
Right, but
and
this
so,
is how, this is what we learned last week, Bev.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Myron mm-hmm. said, no, because that stuck with me all week. I said, I got
to. What did he say? What did Myron say?
You got to quit.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
You got to quit. You're not the agent for that all cap name.
Yeah.
You know, so you quit. So
yeah.
If they use that, and then if you copyright it.
Well, what you do is you can just put it in the newspaper.
You can actually just put it in the newspaper for 30 days. You know, in a little side newspaper, any little small newspaper.
Well, I put it like we got legal news here.
Right, legal paper, right.
Where
I know.
They,
yeah.
Where they put all the foreclosures and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just put it in the newspaper.
That's it, and it's done. Yep.
And they the newspaper gonna give you an affidavit.
That's right. They certainly will. But like Myron said last week, all you got to do is put a RE: I quit.
mm-hmm.
and sign it correctly and have it notarized and sent to them, and boom, that's it, done. And then you can go ahead and trademark and copyright your name. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
a certain way if you like. And, you know, and here's a document I use frequently that is always worked. It's a not even a one pager. It's an extended paragraph. What did I do with it? Oh, wow. Here, 1 second. Yeah. Let's see. Where did it go here? Saw it here just a moment ago.
If you have any questions or comments,
please.
Call in at 323-642-1586 and push the number 1.
Right.
And I'll see your hands raised.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because we're in a situation, we got to be aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. And that's why I want to share this document here. This is a very important letter that you give to them. You have notarized. And, oh, doggone, where did it go? I just saw it here a few minutes ago.
And they're around here taking people houses and repossessing their cars.
Because
is illegal.
Right. You don't know how to stop them, so they can just do
it. Right, and they just do it.
Yeah.
And your car, they say that's your collateral. That is not the collateral. That's your goods.
That's your household goods.
That's why you got consumer goods. You got to know where to go to, how to handle these people. You go to your consumer goods is being violated if they come out and take your car.
They stole your car. That's right. And you go to the Title 15, and it has all the stuff right there to tell you how to do it and how to handle it. But here's a document I highly recommend people learn how to do and get. It's called Affidavit and Declaration Denying Existence of Corporation.
Say that again.
Affidavit and Declaration Denying Existence of Corporation. And it says, I, living flesh and blood man, declare, let me get my eyes together here. Yep. Okay. Professor Bedman declared that to the best of my knowledge, the facts below are true, so help me God. And I put that in lowercase because God in uppercase is government ordinance departments. But that's something different. It says that the District of Columbia, United States, the State of California, all BAR associations, that's British Accreditation Regency Associations, the County of Los Angeles, the City of Los Angeles, the County Clerk of Courts Associations, every department of federal, state, county, city, etc., including the Sheriff's Department, city, town, municipal, police departments, judges, prosecutors, and all other municipal officers and persons. The city, the Internal Revenue Service, including state tax divisions, DMV, and city income tax departments where they exist, and any and all all other legal names signed on documents, complaints against my natural body are fictions, and I deny that they actually exist. Except, perhaps, as a concept on a piece of paper. And the name used in the correspondence purportedly sent to me under pretext by the non-existent Department of Motor Vehicles is not me. Should any man or woman deem that the statements above are not true, please answer by notarized affidavit in their handwriting using their Christian name for signature within 5 days to the address of the notary below. Now, right there separates you from them. Okay? Right there, once you get that notarized and sent, It's a done deal for the authorities, so-called authorities. Yeah, they're done because they cannot go around that at all. How are they going to answer that? Can't.
I have a hand raised here.
Oh, good. Finally.
Philadelphia.
Hi. Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good evening.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi. Good evening. I think you guys answered my question. I came in a little late, so I was going to ask the question regarding the IRS or Internal Revenue Service. I think I understand that they're IRS and the Internal Revenue Service. They're two different entities, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. And usually,
okay.
when you see that there have, even on official statements, there have the Internal Revenue, and then you see in parentheses IRS, and anything that you see in parentheses do not exist.
Okay. So does that mean that federal taxes are illegal? It's illegal to pay federal taxes?
It's volunteer.
It's voluntary, yes.
Okay.
Voluntary only. Yeah, you volunteer to do it, and you've been doing it for so long, so you have to quit. You have to register with them. You have to, in other words, the word register, it's actually pronounced register. Register means to turn over to, you see. That's what register does. So when you register for anything, that means you're turning your signature over to them. And then they can go use it in your account and take money or funds that they need to do to live, and you don't even know that that's going on. See?
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we have this kind of class where we attempt to, you know, share this kind of information with people, because it is impending upon you to dig up this stuff as well as we're doing it. You know, we've done it. It works. We're sharing this with you to give you the impetus to do it for yourself, because you know, self is what it's really all about, you know. And I don't mean selfish. I don't mean selfish. I mean selfless.
And I mean, and these people, I mean, a lot of them, and these are corporations, they're not going to just say, okay, you know, you got to come back. You got to fight. You got to come back with the law. And
right.
How can they fight you? How can they say you wrong? Because you using their laws.
Right. What happened to Wesley Snipes? Didn't he try to do that and end up going to jail? Because
that was something totally.
That was
no,
different.
See, that they didn't tell you the whole, yeah. And he didn't do that. I heard that was his CPA, his accountant, or whoever they were.
Yeah, it was one of his associates or consultants who had a grudge, did something wrong, or had a grudge against him, or ratted him, or something like that.
Well, again, if you sign up with the foreigners, the ones that call themselves bar members, they're foreigners. They're British. It says right in the fact that they have a bar.
You talk about
lawyers. I'm talking about attorneys. Not lawyers, but some lawyers too, but mostly attorneys. When you become an attorney, there's a difference. An attorney works strictly for the bar and are collecting for the crown. Some lawyers are doing the same as well, but they're acting as lawyers and are really attorneys. But it's a lot of acting, all of it, by the way, because
I need to really study about what you're talking about, because I mean, I'm self-employed. I have a business, and you know, by having a business, I got to pay everything, and I just need to be more educated on facts that they're not telling me. I mean, I take business courses and you do the regular thing, but like you're saying, there's a lot more than what they don't want to tell us. And I really wanted to get clear on that.
Yeah, and the way that H&R blocking them,
as having you. I mean, I shouldn't be naming certain names out, but just say the tax people, the way that they having you do your taxes, they're not doing it right. You know, they're not going by the tax manual. We look into the tax manual, it's 6209. You know, they only go by what they tell you, what they learn in class. But, we learn in the real deal. So how can somebody say you wrong and you can tell them, hey, this is law, this is how you're going to be able to get what it is. We had a lady on.
That's Friday.
Yeah, and I'm going to have her and Myron back on next week. She is the tax lady. She knows how to. She works out of the tax manual, so she's gonna be able. You be able to get all your money back.
Exactly.
If you made $100,000 that year, you're supposed to get all the whole $100,000 back, whatever percentage that they take out. But the way that they're doing it now, that's not. You're supposed to do better than that.
Right.
Right. Because I'm self-employed and I'm always paying taxes. Yeah.
No.
Stop.
That's not how
it works. I have an account.
Well,
he don't know. He just likes to tax people.
Right.
He's not out the manual. He's not learning out the manual.
But take the time and go back 2 weeks and look at on the website and get the shows from the last 2 weeks and study those two shows. You have a whole high school, college course, actually.
You need to get her number. Her number is on there. And they got people that's on the internet that's taking classes. It's like study groups. And, we all get together, what's some of those sites that they are? Like, we got some on Skype, and we got some on Clubhouse, and we all get together, and we brainstorm, and we study.
Okay. That's good.
There you go.
One other thing, and I'm going to let you go. It's kind of a little bit what you just said in this conversation. You talked about what was interesting, attorneys or lawyers, that they're under the British crown. I've always had a weird suspicion that this country, United States, is still under the British crown. What do you think about that?
Yes, it is. We're still paying reparations to the British.
Exactly. Like we're
still
paying
reparations to the British.
Like tribute money to the British. I call it tribute monies, reparations, I've always had the feeling that we've always done that, and maybe Trump tried to stop it or whatever, but I've always had the weird feeling that we've been doing that for the past, two centuries or whatever.
Since 1813.
Because after the War of 1812, why are we sovereign, quote unquote, have been sovereign to the Queen of England? If we broke free from the Revolutionary War, why are we such allies with Great Britain? Why have we been? So I just had a weird feeling that we have been paying, you could say, reparations or tribute money or some sort to the crown.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they've done, yes. You're correct. And,
anyway.
And you can see how that's done if you go to the Tavistock Institute the City of London, but I call it something else.
Right, sure.
That's not London, England. That's the City of London. That's a separate state. Yeah, and so you go there and the Tavistock Institute and see what you can learn from there, because they disclose a whole lot of stuff there. You'll find out what's going on, what they're doing, and you'll see that the British have been in control of this place they're still in control of Maryland and Virginia.
I know there's a bunch of gossip between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and they're here in America, and bad blood between them, it could be the fact that it could be on purpose that Prince Harry is here, United States. the whole bad blood situation, that may be a smokescreen to, you know, for the British monarchy to keep tabs on what's happening here. Because also their cousins are Prince Andrew's daughter and her husband, they're moving to the United States as well.
Right. They're consolidating. They're doing what they can, but their time is over. See,
now, and
look at that boy's hair. Look at that boy's hair who got with Meghan. You know, that's a more to the story than that.
Do you know?
If you know.
So you mean that he's really not true monarchy blood?
That's what the problem is. They at the time before they killed his father, he looked just like his father.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so he's not royal blood. That's what the problem is.
That's out of pure rebellion, I think, you know.
He's not related to what's the guy named over there now? That's the king.
King
he's not
Charles.
His blood. Yeah. So that's what the problem is. But I mean, this is all speculation. We wasn't there when it happened, but he sure looked like that man. You know, when they showed him on TV, before he was, they killed him or he died or whatever happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Looked just
mm-hmm.
like him. And he got red hair, of all things.
Let's go back to the time and look a little bit to see what happened, because then you can see why we're in the situation.
What happened?
You know, the queen, she woke up one morning with a man in her bed. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, with that, you broke in. I mean, how could somebody sit there and break in, you know, and be in her bedroom?
No, y'all know what happened to Nancy Pelosi's husband. Didn't that happen to him?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's it. And then it was used that the queen found out that her number one guardian in the you know, whatever that is, that guardian thing that they had there for her, was a gay, and she didn't know that, and she's a queen. Yeah.
Mm.
And then in order to cover it up, a bomb exploded the next day. You remember? Killed all those people, all the people that were involved in the thing. They ended up dead, the guard, so-called. And they blamed it on the IRA, said the IRA could bring dynamite a block and a half from the castle.
Was that when her husband, Prince Philip, uncle died? Because they bombed him. They bombed his boat or something. He ended up dying. That was different.
That's why they were able to utilize the IRS, saying the IRA did it, when they know damn good well the IRA is going to be coming in a block within the castle there. And that means all them guards and stuff. Come on. So, you know, but again, all of this is just, you know, real distractions, because the real thing is that the crown is gone. The queen is dead, and have been dead, actually, but she's dead, gone. And the one who they're talking about a coronation of, people don't even want to come to his coronation. They don't want to perform.
Yeah.
They don't want to even be there. Because
the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Camilla's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Camilla? Have you seen her lately? You see the Adam's apple bigger than mine. You know,
the British aren't the best looking people anyway. So.
Oh, but at the same time, you know, they're the ones that promulgated all this sex change and all this crap going on too. You know. And them people, you know, they're a super mess over there as far as sex is concerned. So, I mean, that's why they separate everything, and they got them going to schools and separate schools and all this, you know, and the way they control the young people, see, and turn them out the way they want them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how you get all them parliament members and all those people in the House of Commons and all that, you know. because it's just like here, it's all show, you know, because the crown is gone.
Right.
I'm telling you, crown is gone, y'all. And now it is, in fact, the bricks that we better be looking at. And that's the new currency in the world, the gold-backed currency
right.
in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
so,
Saudi Arabia, I mean, they've already, they're pulling away from the U.S. dollar. I mean, all these countries
that's right.
are. They're
that's
all
right,
playing.
189
so
countries.
Blind.
Well, some of us. Mm-hmm. Yep,
mm-hmm.
you're correct.
Now, Tariq, is there a difference between law and legal?
Yes, indeed. There's a very big difference between law and legal. You know, the whole bar thing is about the legal. It's not about the it's not about anything else. And what they're doing is they're using words of art to get you to believe that they're doing something in law when they're actually not. They're actually just transferring funds from one area to another. And so you, if you're in law, we are in law. That's who we are. We are in law because we are of the law. We are of the land. And
mm-hmm.
they're at law. So if you're at law, that's like saying you went swimming by sticking your foot in the swimming pool. See? That's
mm-hmm.
that's what at law is. Yeah. And so they're not involved in law at all. They're just doing the legalese. I call it the legalese
mm-hmm.
sleaze that they get you to believe in and buy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can take your estate monies
stuff.
From you
mm-hmm.
without you knowing it. And the simplest way to stop attorneys from messing with you is to send them this document that I mentioned earlier, the Notice and Demand for Credentials and Identification Quo Warranto, because they never have their foreign registration done. That's what we found out over the last 20 years. They rarely, if ever, have their foreign registration with the Secretary of State. And in California, I have the document from the former Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen, that there is no corporation called the State Bar of California. So what's going on here?
So they practice illegal.
That's there. They're out here practicing law without a license, and they're not practicing law at all. They're doing
illegal.
Yeah, they're just doing illegal on you and getting you to use words of art to make you believe that it's some law. But it's not.
Right.
See?
Because,
and that's how they use the codes on it.
Right. Because, see, I live in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is
mm-hmm.
really, it's called a commonwealth, not a state.
That's correct. Not a state. That's right. It belongs to the British. Mm-hmm. It's just like Canada. It's just like parts of Canada. See? And just like Louisiana belongs to the French.
But,
yeah.
And see, people don't know that states that are, well, we call states that are known as commonwealths because Pennsylvania was supposedly one of the original, you know, 13 colonies or 13 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's still called a commonwealth.
All right. That's all right. That's British. Yep. And British is B'nai B'rith, and that's the takeover of the Blue Lodge by the what they call Brits, B'nai B'rith. That's
mm-hmm.
a Yiddish temple. Yeah, the Blue Lodge. They took over the Blue Lodge like that. And you can see a lot about of this and a lot about what's going on in the video called Hollywoodism. Go look up, Hollywoodism and check it out. Yeah, you will see where all this stuff comes from. I mean, how they are using it, you know,
mm-hmm.
who's doing it, how did it develop? I mean, you know, Hollywood developed from people escaping New York from the lawsuits that Edison was filing against all those porn makers and smuts, what they call it, smuts
mm-hmm.
shows for you know, different, yeah. And so what they did was they took their stuff, took his camera and came out here and set up Hollywood Land. And you can see the whole thing in the movie Hollywoodism. And it shows you all of the craziness, all of the incredible nonsense and filth that they've put on the people in this land.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, really enlightening.
Yeah, well, the original, I mean, like actors and actresses, if you go back to the European history, especially in British, like with William Shakespeare, what I studied in high school and college, the actors, they started out as all men. Even the female characters, they used men. So they were so you know, they weren't straight. Yeah. You know, they were older men, and then they had the young boys to play as the female actresses. The women.
That's
right.
And
so
that's,
you know, there was something going on hanky-panky there. And then later on, I think, even when Shakespeare started to have his plays, and when they started to use female actresses, they were prostitutes. Because in their society, to be an actor or actress, you were ill repute. You know, you were, you know, like a whoremonger, a prostitute, so forth and so on.
You were the lowest of the peasantry.
Today. Just interesting. Okay, I'll let someone else talk, but thanks. It's been great, and I'll take your advice. Thank you.
Thanks for participating.
Okay, thank you. All right, good night. Bye bye.
Okay, Tyreek.
Yep. I'm here.
Go ahead.
No, I was just trying to add to what she was saying about the...
let me open this other line.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay. 786-389.
Yeah, that's
786.
This is Ray Thorne. Oh, just getting through.
Wow.
I've been trying to get on, and all kinds of things are happening.
Okay,
so I'm here.
Okay.
I heard a lot of what was said, and I'm backing Tyreek up 1,000% because it's true. And we've got to be listening. And I've been doing that for years.
Uh-oh, your phone is messing up.
Picking it up.
Well, I'm happy for what it is. But Doc Gaynor called me and said, hey, they're calling you. Where are you? I said, I'm trying to get in.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. Yeah.
So what's going on, Elder Ray?
Well, you know, we were just talking, Brother Tyreek and I were talking earlier, and others. We're talking about the divide that's going on among the people of African descent, or should I say the melanated people,
the Thompsonist people,
look like us, you know. We can't seem to come together here, in particular in South Florida, where I am. There are so many different cultures here, but they have melanated cultures, and they keep separate. They stay separate. The Haitian community is separate from the Black American community, as other communities are. And, you know, it's one of those things that we need to address. As a people, we need to address these issues and get some resolution. My brother, if you're melanated, they're taking you out. We're hearing all of the issues that are going on in the European countries, for Ukraine, for an example. But you hear nothing about what's happening in Sudan or what's happening in the whole of Africa as we speak. Our people are being slaughtered and their land being taken for natural resources. We don't hear
people,
about
brother.
Those things.
Other people.
Yes.
That's what
yeah,
you do.
We don't hear.
We got to do that. They don't
yeah, we
care
need to do it for
yeah,
ourselves because those are not our people, bro. I've been 18 countries.
Saying,
I can tell you, they're not our people.
Yeah.
All right.
But what I'm saying,
yeah,
what I'm saying is something different. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But I'm saying, if they do it to them, they're going to do it to us. They've been doing it to us, and I.
If they do it to us.
Until we come together and address our issues, which we have not.
Right.
Until we organize ourselves, come together and address our issues.
Mm-hmm.
We may be to understand why these things are happening. I was one of those who lived the Free South Africa movement for an example, and I viewed mm-hmm. them as my people. And we mm-hmm. did all of the things that we were taught to do under Dr. King, how to free yourself, but we really did not understand what was going on. What we did know was the fact that the natural resources of the world came out of the continent. Yes, there's some here on this continent too as well, but we don't know about them because those powers that be have not taught the truth to the people. And that's where, you know, people like you, Tariq, and others come in. We've got to let the people know the truth. We've got to speak truth to power. Hello. Speak
yeah,
truth to the people.
That's why we do this.
That is the power. The people are the power.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we started the grassroots assembly. The people's grassroots assembly to get that word out. You know, this is ours. This land here that we are on, it belongs to us. We've been invaded. But how do you address that, and how do you get people to understand that that's what's going on, and that we are in a spiritual warfare? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's a deep statement. But if all be equal in truth, then the power belongs to the people, not those who are in control, not the British, not the Europeans, not the Germans, not the Russians, you know, but the people. So this information that you're dealing with tonight with this tax situation, the people need to know that, and most people don't. And I've mm-hmm. said that to so many people. My friend Betty Wright, for an example, I said, Betty, you do not have to pay these people. And she paid them thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars that she did not have to pay. But you know,
and they took it.
Yeah, they took it. They're going to threaten to take her in some
they
people's houses. They have
taken
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're taking people's homes, but it's all illegal and unlawful, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
They legalize whatever they want, but it's still unlawful.
It's definitely unlawful, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Tariq, I think you've got some answers for some of these things, and that's what I think we need to get to the people. They need to hear it, and that's what Bev
mm-hmm.
does. He presents it to the people.
Right, I love it. I love that we have this platform because we can share so much information with people that they can, again, go back and listen to, you know, because you have an archive, you know, and some very, very important stuff came out the last two shows. I mean, everybody should go back and listen to those two shows because you'll get tons of stuff out of there. That's a full college education almost. Yeah. And that sister and that brother, Myron, he can knock it with the law, that's for sure.
Well, it's our turn now. It's our time, and we've got to stand. And I say our time, the righteous people, is our time. The evil and the wicked ones in high places have got to go. They got to go. That's what the drum calls. It's divine intervention. They got to go spiritually. Mm-hmm. They must be moved. You know?
Right.
It's
been proven before when they had the ghost dance. The whole government got together and went out and tried to stop that. So obviously the spiritual warfare is the most powerful, because why would just some small nation out in somewhere out here dancing is forcing them to come and kill them and do all the stuff they did to them. See, so spiritual war is the most powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's 3:00 every Sunday, 3 p.m., Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And there are those who are drumming. I mean, and it's synchronized worldwide. So in every country, mm-hmm. those who are drumming at the same time. And they're giving their prayer the way they pray, however their, you know, whatever their equation is. They're doing it in their own way. But it's the same spirit of peace and joy and love for one another. And love for mankind, love for self. Because we've been we've been beat down, beat up, beat out, knocked out. But we're coming back because it's our time, and we're going to win this battle. So don't be afraid. Do not be afraid.
Well,
Well, as I said earlier, we're the seventh largest economy in the world. How are you going to explain that? Talking about we ain't got and what we ain't and this and that. That's nonsense. I mean, other folks think we super bad because that's all they do is copy us. So why don't what are we, you know, what are we copying somebody else, copying us? That don't make no sense.
Yeah, like again, people perish for lack of knowledge. And that's what our job is. That's what Beth's job is. That's what your job, mine, and others. We got many people out there who got information that the people don't know and haven't even heard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been trying to get our people to start our own schools, teach the truth to our people. You know,
mm-hmm.
teach them.
Well, now,
teach them early.
What's the name is talking about now too. All of a sudden, he's talking about taking your children out of their schools and teaching them trades instead. Omar Johnson, he's now pushing that line. So yeah,
well,
that's a good
what
idea.
We need to do. You know, and
that's
I
a great
encourage
idea.
Anybody. Yeah,
absolutely.
I encourage anybody. We got professors and we got doctors. We got people who have the ability to educate our people and to formulate our schools and teach the truth to these kids. They've been lied to for so long, they still think George Washington was the first president of the United States of America. You know?
Exactly.
You know, they still think that we were slaves. We were never slaves. We were enslaved. Some people were enslaved. Well, we would never.
Indentured, a lot of indentured slaves.
Indentured, right. There you go.
That's right. And still are, man. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Those who are, let me put it like this. Those who will wake up and remain awake, we're going to win. You know, come on, Pastor.
Well, I suggest
we got to put action to it. We got to work as well as talk.
There you go. And I suggest that everybody go and listen to Queen Valera tell us about law, what law is. And so we know what law is. And she's the high queen of law. You see.
And where do they find her at? Where can people
you can
find
her? You can find her on Telegram right now. There's her out there. Yeah, and then you can find I found online a whole series of things on her.
What's her name again? So we're giving the people the information they can
Her name is Queen Valera Renata L. Bay. Renata L. Right. She's an eel, yeah. And so she is the master of law. She's so masterful that she can't go in any court because she goes in and tears them up. They can't handle it. You know, she knows the thing, and they just have to, you know, so they banned her from coming into any court.
Yeah, because she's dealing with law.
That's right.
They can't deal with law.
And when she explains it, you will know the difference between legal and law for sure. Because she makes it so crystal clear that, you know,
Do you have her name that you could spell it out for the people?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, you need
Valera,
to have her on.
V-A-L-A-R-A-H, Valera.
Wait, go slower. What is it? V like in Victor?
V like in Victor. A-L-A-R-A-H. Renata, Renita, Eel, E-L.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll reach out to her.
She's on, you're on Telegram?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll send it to you. You can start with that. And, you know, that's the deal right there. Because she makes it so crystal clear that we're not dealing with law in this country anywhere.
Nope.
It's all legalese sleaze. That's all it is. Yeah.
From my understanding, legalese are the color of law, and that means imitation of law.
Imitation, exactly. It's an image. Yeah. Looked like law, smells a little.
But it's not.
Not quite.
Right.
You know, exactly. So,
well, that's
And
that's what. that's the key to organizing. Once mm-hmm. we get organized, and those teachings that you're presenting on your show, Bev, and other shows, people will learn about who we are. They will learn the truth, and the truth is going to give them the power and the freedom that they're looking for. Nobody can give that
that's
to
right.
you. You know,
that's right.
Nobody can give that to you. But that's why you got to continue to do these kinds of shows and inspire other people to do what they can and ought to do. You know, when you look at our doctors and our lawyers and our PhDs, I call them pile higher and deeper, who have so much knowledge and so much ability, but by giving it all to the oppressor, you know, or not even acknowledging that there is an oppressor. So once we get that level of thinking, then we will begin to put together those kinds of laws and those kinds of communities that we can change the conditions that we're in. You know, you talk about crime, you talk about illness and all of the poisons that they're putting in our food and our water and our clothing, in the air. I mean, come on, all this is all wickedness in high places. And once we organize, we'll be able to adjust it, you know, in an organized fashion. And that you
yep.
can't beat that. You can't beat unity. You know,
nope.
You just can't beat it. And you got to come together with people who understand that. And that's not a black and it's not white. It's wrong. It's right. And we always say it's not black versus white. It's wrong versus right. And you can be wrong. Dr. King used to say, none of us are all right and none of us are all wrong. It took me a long time to figure that one out. But
mm-hmm.
it's clear. It's clear now. None of us are all right. And none of
that's
us
right.
are all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we are arriving,
yeah.
like I said, this is our time. It's time for
mm-hmm.
us to do what we're doing. What you're doing, what you guys are doing, it's time now. And we got to do it
yep.
to the max.
That's right.
Here's a couple of books I'd like to share with people.
Okay.
One is called When Rocks Cry Out by Professor, what's his name? Oh, man, come on. He's from Louisiana, too.
Okay, that's
I don't know how you,
yeah,
I don't
you
know
can
how
find
you...
it. Yeah, just look up When Rocks Cry Out, then his name will come up. And then also the brother that Ray knows about who wrote the book about the first Americans who were supposed to be Africans, but I object to that title there because that's not what we are. But anyway, that's a good book about who was here, and that's what we have to learn about us here and who was here and what we did and how we did it. I sent you a picture, Bev, with my mother and my four brothers, and above it was a picture, a drawing that was done by people who came from Europa and wanted to depict us as wild and savage and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, however, in the picture, the depiction, you see us, who it is. It's us.
Right.
It's not the ones that they call Indians. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have, and when you look at that picture below with my family, you see the whole gradation right there. You know, I mean, we
I
have the whole.
That old, bro. How did they use that? I understand.
But you know, I'm doing this in honor of my late mother who was 99, made 99 years young, and was on the go, was doing stuff, was all of a sudden locked down because that place where my brothers put her. Told her, said that somebody tested positive in the kitchen for COVID, and I fussed and cussed at them, and they told me, no, they wouldn't even answer me. They wouldn't even respond because my brothers had already told them that, you know, don't
you know, don't listen to me because I don't,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
dog me out like that. But that's all right because now the three of them that were involved in it are, three of them at least, two of them are at least that were involved in that are have taken the shots and
mm-hmm.
will no longer be here shortly because
mm-hmm.
that's what they've, and without knowing whatever, my one brother next to the youngest, he and his wife took the, both the Modernas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
well,
this health and nutrition, that's where this health and nutrition part of our plan comes in. We've got doctors and scientists, if you will, who understand what Tariq has just said, and they put programs together. So even if you've taken, you can clean it out. They've got these programs. Problem is, you're not going to hear that through the media. You're not going to know about it through your government or your CDC or none of those corporations that are in control of our lives now. So it has to come from the grassroots. It's got to come from the bottom up. As you said, change does not come from the bottom up. I'm sorry, change does not come from the top down. It comes from the bottom up. And we're at the bottom, and we have those answers. So we've got to get the support of the people. You all have to, your own money. You have to make sure that we're able to do this thing. You know, the government that is in control of this country is giving your dollars, billions of your money, away to European countries and bringing those people here to this country and setting them up in business, creating their own economic base while they have denied us, our people, that same process with our own money. They've denied us our economic base, and every time we've gotten to a point where we can establish our own cities like we did in Tulsa, like we did in other parts of this country where black folk got together and built their own economic base, their own towns, their own cities, their own rules and laws, they were attacked by this system. And we have to face the fact that that's what it was and that's what it is. It doesn't matter who's at the helm, who's in high place, because with this and that, it's just different colors, different people. You know what I'm trying to say? But we can do these things, people. I know we can do them. We just have to have the desire and the courage, which we don't seem to have anymore. It seems like we've lost all that courage we had back in the 50s, the 60s, when we got out there and did all that work to be a part of a wicked system. And then, and as Dr. King said, and I keep referring to him because he was so accurate, as he said, I believe I'm integrating my people into a burning house. And he was not more accurate than any other thing but that. He said that, and it was so clear that this is a burning house, and it's burning down. We need to stand in place and take our position.
And we just can't stop, you know, as long as we breathing and moving, we just got to keep pushing through.
You're right.
So, you know, it's like you just, you know, it looks like we get to a point and we succeed on something, and then we like, okay, we can sit down. No, you can't sit down. Your mind don't quit thinking. Your eyes don't quit seeing.
And that's right.
Your mouth don't quit talking. You keep it going. You expand.
Right. Come on.
So this is where we at. Well, we got to keep doing this. Go ahead.
Like I say, we got a lot of brothers and sisters out there who are talking. What are you doing? You know, do something. Do it. Do what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing what we're saying. We are working on it. We're talking to people. We are educating them. We're putting things in place. And a lot of the times, the people don't understand it. You know, for example, they refuse to understand why I refuse to become a part of the corporate structure. I will not incorporate
mm-hmm.
The People's Grassroots Assembly. I didn't incorporate the SCLC when I had it, and they got
mm-hmm.
upset with me
mm-hmm.
about it. I refuse to be a part
mm-hmm.
of that. Okay? But we have to know what that is. Or do you stealing your money, and they need to own up to what's going on, and we need to tell the people what's happening. And once more people understand it and come together, we'll be able to stop this foolishness. Why are you paying taxes to a company, into a system? You're paying taxes into a system that's taking your money, educating everything.
Breaking up.
Denying you and giving back. Fought, bled, and died for.
Yeah, we've fought, bled, and died, and we continue to do the same thing, and yet we don't take the time to find out some of the basic things that we should know, like the sister taught us and Mother Myron taught us last week, how to set up stuff, how to do stuff, how we can get our monies back, et cetera, et cetera. Rather than sitting around moaning and groaning about what we don't have, what we ain't got, and all that, we got it all here, folks.
Yeah, it's here.
It's correctable. You know, if you get in and look and see what it is, you'll find out it ain't a big deal, because most of what they're doing under fraud and under deception and, you know, under racketeering.
Yeah.
You know, this is what's going on, folks. There's no money. As I mentioned from the beginning this evening, there's no money. They can't extract any money from you, because there's only bonds. The only thing they can do is bond you and use that bond against you. And that's what they're doing. That's why we got a million brothers in the prison financing this whole mess through the prison bond system. Go look that up and study that and see how they operate. See why these insurance companies are the ones that get all the money, because they're stealing the money from our estates of our brothers that are locked up. That's what's going on, folks. Come on, you got all kinds of elements out here that are teaching us. There's a guy named Johnny Liberty. Go look him up and listen to his lecture on rights. Because if you don't know your rights, you ain't got no rights. See, and I keep telling people, we are the one we have been waiting for. If you don't want to do it, go jump in a lake.
Move out the way.
Damn it. Don't come with this Boule crap and block us from getting what we're supposed to get, as you've been doing all these years from these Negroid colleges, need to grow colleges, excuse me. That's what we really need to get straight and put our schools back together like the brother Booker T. Washington was telling us, you know, because as a matter of fact, had we followed a lot of that, we'd be in a much better position today. And the reason why we're still here today is because many of us did follow that particular way to go, instead of this, what we find out now is fraudulent crap that Du Bois put out about black folks. You know, what black folks? What land is black? Huh? You know, what is that all about? How is it that he spread this out of Africa theory of Professor Boas, of the anthropologists? And we still using it. We think that's the origin of where we came from. No, he was here, folks. We've been here. We come from the East. We don't come from over there. I mean, we come from the West. We don't come from over there in the East. See, that's what you got to know. And that's why the Empress, who was alive and well until they finally got her off the planet, after 8 attempts on her life, the Empress Verghese, Tiara Ilbey from Ouachita, who took the United States to the world court and won, folks. Did you know that? She won 68,000 acres of land in Monroe, around Monroe, Louisiana, is ours. They know that. George Herbert Walker Bush signed off on it and put it in the paper. Folks, come on, you don't know your story. That's why they got you. See, they got you in every major distraction you can imagine, instead of knowing who in the hell you are. This lady fought for most of her days, since her grandmother gave her the information from the Lewis and Clark expedition. I call it the spy expedition, to find out who they had to kill in order to get the land. And that Lewis and Clark expedition was led by a brother named York, a heavy melanated brother, and Sister Sacagawea. Those people introduced them everywhere, from
the Mississippi River to the west coast of Oregon and back over the Rocky Mountains, zigzagging both ways, coming back. And the report was that wherever they went west of the Mississippi, they found the spiral-haired people in charge. Now, how come they tried to hide that? And what was that all about? See, think about these things. When you get this clear in your head about what's going on here, we were already here from coast to coast. Why do you think that 9/10 of the Grand Canyon you can't go to? You better not try to get in there. The sheriff will get you. The military will stop you because it's off limits, folks. There's a pyramid in there called the ISIS pyramid. They used to be able to show it to you from Google Earth, but I think they blocked it now. You can't see it. But it's in the Grand Canyon, along with cities under the ground. And every major coin and diamonds and all the rest of the metals and everything that was already here, all found here, everything done here. Tartaria was here. Parts of the country where the pyramids have been, where all the pyramids are all across the country, they had these fantastic structures that they eventually bulldozed down in the name of clearing up after a world's fair or some nonsense like that. So much of our history has been eradicated and erased right in our face because we don't bother looking up, finding out, at least find out what your family, where your family's from, where your immediate mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, all that's available to you on the computer. You know, the hormones got all that. You know, the Mormons, I mean.
So one of the things that I have been excited about is that there are people now who are beginning to stand up, organize, and to take position running for office, which I was opposed to for a long time. However, if we get the right people who have the right understanding and have courage enough to speak truth and to stand on it and get enough people to support them, then we stand a chance of turning that whole thing around, or turning it out, just to say. There's one such sister out there in Los Angeles, and I would hope that, Bev, you'll have her on your show at some point.
You set it up.
Yeah, I will. She has a newspaper, and she is, boy, she's one of those that's been pushing the family, the program, the People's Grassroots Assembly, when she heard it. And this has been for the last 2.5 years she's been on it and spreading it wherever she goes. But anyway, she's running for office in Los Angeles. And in running for office.
What's her name?
Gloria Zervin.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Her name is Gloria Zervin. And
I think I know her already. Go ahead.
You know, she's been speaking truth to power, if you will, and she just did a marvelous thing out there with the journalists, with the black journalists, who have refused to come against or stand up against the system, and she just broke that thing wide open. But you're going to hear about it because I want her to come on your show and talk about it and get us to have an understanding of what's going on, particularly with our educational system, how we're being bought off, locked out, and miseducated, you know. So
okay.
With people like her running for position, who are willing to bring on people like Tariq, for example. Yeah, I'm not one of those. Intellects that can do research and that and the like. But what I do is organize and attempt to get our people come together to know
mm-hmm.
themselves, to know each other, and to stop, you know, stop all the competition. We're all on the same boat now, you know. Like my brother used to say, we came over here in different ships, but we're in the same boat now. But a lot of us don't know that we were here when those ships showed up. So a lot of us.
That many of them either.
Yeah, absolutely. But the fact is that we're going to make it real. You got to do something. You can't, you know, yeah, we can tell them about it and all that, but we got to do something. So we're doing some positive things. I'm going to have the young lady who has the TV network, she's going to come on. I'm waiting for her to get an answer from her as to when she wants to come on. It will be our own, you know. It's ours, but it's ours only if we support it. If we want Budweiser and McDonald's and Booker King to finance our move, then you're not going to have a move. So that's where my head is. And we can put our own everything together, you know. So keep doing what we're doing. We're looking good. Taking a little more time than we thought, but it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. But didn't you hear? You didn't hear about Mickey Death?
I posted it.
Okay, yeah. I was going to discuss that. Yeah, that was very incredible. That was good. I found that online, and they were using other words, and I changed the words to fit what I did. You know how I perceive it. It's Mickey Death. It's not Mickey. It's not McDonald's. It's not Burger King. It's Murder King.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I wanted to share this short bit of information to shake people up a little bit, because here this man went over to Ukraine, the so-called accident of the country. Actually, he's turned out to be more of an accident than we thought. But anyway, he went over to there to the president of Ukraine, and the president of Ukraine owns a $35 million home in Florida, y'all. He has $1.2 billion in overseas bank accounts. Zelensky owns 15 homes, 3 private planes, and has a monthly income of $11 million. Now, come on, folks. I found this out, and you don't know this? Come on.
They know it.
No, we don't know it because the news does not tell us that these things, and that's what you're for. You are researching,
excuse,
my brother.
Because we got the internet.
You
ain't no excuse about the news. You got to listen. All you got to do is ask Siri or whatever Alberto or whatever her name is. They'll tell you. They'll get you started. You know what I mean? And like I said, if go back to 1933, March 9th. In the congressional record and read page 73 to 86 and see what we've been saying. So you know the situation, folks. We're in bankruptcy, out of bankruptcy, dissolved. This is, this is all pretend, folks. Y'all going around with all this fake paper in your pocket and all this is not the way to go. We gotta get back to ourselves and get our... Yeah, so
Wait. What'd you say, Ray?
We're not in bankruptcy. They are in bankruptcy, and we need to know
right.
that. They're the ones that's in
bankruptcy. The so-called country is operating in bankruptcy. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, not us. They got everybody else's money, but they're, you know, they're bankrupt, not us. Like I say, we're the seventh largest economy in the world, you know. So let's get some of our money back, some of our funds back. Let's do that. Let's organize around that, you understand? Instead of spending $1.7 billion every year, let's hold back a couple, $3-4 billion, you know.
Now, the lady that you say the lady that was run, that she has a newspaper and she's running for office. Is her paper called Pace News?
Pace News.
Oh, I'm familiar with her. I didn't know she was running for office. We will definitely back her. We will really push her out there. She's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would have had her on with you tonight, but she just told me tonight, and she just announced this week, so... And she's got her own platform, which is our platform.
Okay.
You know, it's the grassroots platform. So we're good. I mean, telling you, things are changing. And we need women like her. We need people like her. People who have that mindset.
She's a firecracker.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Okay. She ain't going to take no crap. And they ain't getting any holding nothing back. And that's what
that's
we need.
That's right.
That's
okay.
Exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All righty. Well, gentlemen, we have went over, but thank you. And we're going to continue this. And thanks for giving the time. Thanks to the people for listening. And we'll be here Sunday for the drum roll. Thank you very much. Love, everyone.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Keep doing the work you do. No weapon formed against you will prosper.
Get on that lemon. Get on that lemon vine, dear.
I'm getting ready to do it right now. Thank us.
All right, John. Peace and love.
People can watch while I'm scrubbing these floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. Maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell in this crummy southern town and this crummy old hotel, but you'll never guess to who you're talking. No, you couldn't ever guess to who you're talking. Then one night there's a scream in the night, and you wonder who could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing, and you say, what she got to grin? I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. You gentlemen can say, hey gal, finish them floors, get upstairs, what's wrong with you, earn your keep here. And you toss me your tips and look out to the ships, but I'm counting your heads as I'm making the beds, cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. Nobody's gonna sleep here, honey. Nobody. Then one night, there's a scream in the night, and you say, who's that kicking up a row? And you see me kinda staring out the window, and you say, what she got to stare at now? I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freighter, turns around in the harbor, shooting guns from her bow. Now, you gentlemen can wipe off that smile off your face, cause every building in town is a flat one. This whole frickin' place will be down to the ground, only this cheap hotel standing up safe and sound. And you yell, why do they spare that one? Yes, that's what you say. Why do they spare that one? All the night through, through the noise and to-do, you wonder who is that person that lives up there. And you see me stepping out in the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the Black Freighter, runs a flag up its masthead and a cheer rings there. I knew by the clock. And so still at the dock, you can hear a foghorn.